Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And with the bell, we begin. And welcome to another edition of Moon Magic with Jeanette and David Ewing. And this is the David here, and Jeanette is here too, getting ready for tonight's full moon ritual. Tonight is the wolf moon, also known as a cold moon or the quiet moon. And we're changing things up a little bit this year with our full moon stuff, where normally in the past, our full moons have kind of centered around the goddess, sort of more generic and more of a variety, where we call in the goddess of many names and that kind of thing. And we thought what we would do for 2021 is have more of a focus each month on with a specific goddess in question. And 2 weeks ago, we talked about, well, Jeanette mostly, talked about the dark goddesses, Caradwyn and Hecate, right? Yeah. And so this evening's focus is going to be with Caradwyn. We're going to be talking, we're going to do a ritual, we're going to call to Caradwyn, celebrate her, and ask her for some wisdom, introspection, and growth as we begin the new year. This is a good time, this kind of the cold, dark time of the year is a good time to plant the seeds within ourselves of what we want to accomplish and get and do over the coming year. And I think 2021 has a lot of promise for many people, and we're going to tap into Caradwyn's wisdom and see what kind of guidance we can get on to carry us into the year. Right.
So Caradwyn is a goddess of that is associated with usually the waning moon or the dark moon as a goddess. She is associated with sometimes mother, sometimes crone, and we are at 100%.
Yeah.
For our full moon. And, you know, the way this year is going to play out is that some of these Thursdays will be either right before, so it'll be a waxing moon that's more than half full, or sometimes it'll be a moon that is, that it's just passed. And we've worked things out fairly well with the way we've got our shows shifted so that we try to keep keep these energies as close to the time of the actual full moon as possible.
Yeah. And we do shift, if you pay attention to if you watch the schedule, so we don't really do these like every 2 weeks. There will be a time during the year where we'll do a shift, and it'll be like a 3 week break between podcasts,
right,
to adjust to get closer to the full moons.
Yeah.
Again, because that's the way the calendar works in the moon, and that's how it happens.
Right. So,
yeah.
And for people who do any work with moon magics, following the cycle, the monthly cycle from new to full, and to follow a full lunar cycle, it is just a hair over 28 days. But then our months are
7 days a week.
Right, and,
yeah,
you know, 30 or 31 days with the exception of February. So things don't ever, you know, play out exactly 2 weeks apart.
No.
So this week, this month, the setup is I would say a little more simplistic. I'm also using
the altar setup.
Yeah. Last month I pulled out spheres that have elemental spheres of stones that have elemental associations that I tend to work with the most, with those particular elemental energies. I'm drawn to them the most, so I do like to have them around. And I've had these sitting out the whole month. The candles, I don't. We have cats. They are not graceful. And therefore, we just have to be pretty careful about how we're doing things. So this month, and I just discovered, and I'm a person, I use regular full-size tapers. I will either 6 or 10 inch or whatever.
Yep.
I will use the quote-unquote spell candles, the little ones that are about half inch in diameter, about 4 inches or so tall. I'll use glass fill candles. I will use candles that, votive candles. Most of the time, though, I make my own votives.
Yep.
Now, I did some experimenting with some different wax dyes and different kinds of wax, so I only have weird stuff left. And I realize I don't have any white votives or any orange votives.
Uh-huh.
I do have one votive that I would like to use. I'll probably like later. It's a green. It's specifically for prosperity. Yeah, but the candle maker doesn't have any of her favorite candles.
No.
So I'm using the spell candles. And because of the cat factor, this time around, they are relatively close centered in to the middle of our little altar board thingy that we use. And if the kitties are good, then they won't mess with things or try to walk around them. And if they start to get curious and show up, and sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Unlike other cats that we have had, these kitties are not magically inclined. They don't really give a crap. They don't. They're indifferent. They are only interested if we have food around us while we happen to be doing a ritual. Otherwise, they could care less. And sometimes they're around us, and sometimes they're not. So we are blessedly free of them right now, which is good, because I really do want to use this the way I've got my things set up. And we've talked about this many times over the years, that when you're doing this type of work, flexibility is always a good thing. And there are some traditions that are highly detailed and highly specific on what you are supposed to do in during certain stages of the ritual to welcome your deities or to welcome your sacred directions and the particular elements that are associated with them. But in many traditions, that's not necessarily the case. And so when you're doing this work on your own, you can be as flexible as you need to be. So we're going to focus on wisdom, inspiration, and growth, new possibilities. You can use colored candles of any kind. Or you could just use tea lights or plain white votives. It really doesn't matter. But since I like to make my own candles, I do like to use things that have that color symbology for me, because as you are preparing your spiritual space and you're setting things up, you're also getting your head into that magical mindset, that frame of mind as you prepare everything. As you get everything set up the way you like to get it set up, and I'm still using the elemental 7-day candles with the little crocheted cozies on them, for each quarter as well, and because I happened to discover a bunch of the, and I'm sure you've seen them at Pagan and New Age supply stores, the little spell slash charm candles that are gold and silver, and I happened to discover a dozen or more of them I had in another room of the house, and so I decided to use that as my goddess candle for the night. The other thing that I have here, and there are different representations with images, with statuary of the goddess Caradhwynne, and the one that I happened to have was one I bought from a company called Sacred Source, and I've seen these particular statues sold in other pagan stores, but they've also vended at some places around where we live.
Yep.
And so that is, so if you go to, I think it's either sacredsource.com or sacredsource.net, I don't quite remember, but if you do a Google search and you look for Caradhwynne, it is the image of her in front of her big cauldron, and the cauldron has its own name. It's called Awen, and she's got a couple of animals beside her on either side of her as well. And this is the representation that I've always been drawn to the most. And when I look at that cauldron, I look at things that could change, things that could be transformed from one form into another, and to me that represents possibilities. And we are still where we are with the pandemic. I just saw a news report today that reported that for the numbers for today, they were 30 of new COVID infections. It was 35% lower than the peak in the beginning of this month. And around January 11th. Likewise, hospitalizations have also dropped by about 30,000.
Nationwide.
So it is very slowly starting to get better. The hours of daylight are getting longer. And interestingly, this week, here in Northern Virginia, it's the coldest it's been. It's been in the 30s this week. And the warming trend that we've had in our area for the past several years is not, we've had many winters where there are very few days that go below 40 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't used to be the way it was.
Right.
So I see that as a hopeful sign.
We're past the holidays.
We are past the holidays. The new administration has signed a boatload of executive orders that in the coming weeks and in the coming months, maybe sooner than the coming months, people who really need the help will start receiving the help that they need with rental relief, not being kicked out of their homes, for people who are food insecure, because there are people in this country that are going without right now, and a host of other things, many of which that are also related to vaccine distribution plans and all that good stuff. So I am still in hermit mode. but I am quietly confident that things will slowly start to get better. So I think this is a good night to look at that. This is the first full moon of this calendar year. And this is a time of transformation. So let's take some nice deep breaths. And we are going to envision the place and the space that we are holding our ritual in to be surrounded with bright protective light. And as you focus on this light, feel its warmth. Feel its comforting, inviting energies. And as we all do this, know that you are safe and protected in your own personal space. And then take a deep breath and push that bright light above, below you, to the left and right, and expand that in all directions outward to the room that you're in. And maybe it looks like a bubble or an egg or a little wavily amoeba shape. It's all right. See this bright, welcoming light of any color that represents comfort and safety and hearth fires and community. Now feel that light and push it out just beyond the building that you're in. Maybe it's an apartment or a townhouse or a home of any particular size. And now it has surrounded the entire place that you live. And as you feel this sense of warmth and community and protectedness, we're going to send out a little tendril of energy, maybe like a little lightning bolt, or a little vapor of mist, however you visualize that. We're going to send it out to the universe so that we are all connected to each other in this time and in this space. And in the time and space beyond. Our circle is cast, and we are between the worlds. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And we are going to turn our attention to the east. The home of the rising sun. And we welcome spirits, elementals, and guardians of the element of air and the sacred direction east into our space tonight. We ask that you bless us with mental clarity, with good communication skills, the ability to listen to others, and the ability to allow ourselves to be heard. We ask that you send our messages to our ancestors and to our deities, and help us to receive those messages and inspirations from our deities and ancestors. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the East and Air, we welcome you. Blessed be.
And we turn our attention to the South, and we call to the guardians, elementals, and the spirits of the South and the sacred element of fire. We call to the energy of the sacred fires to bring us warmth during this cold time of the year. We call to the sacred fire to be a spark within us, to help drive us to meet our goals and pursue our ambitions. And we call to the sacred fires to symbolize and connect us as a connection of the warmth of the love that we share with our loved ones, our family, our friends, our community. During this time in the Northern Hemisphere, when we're reaching the peak of the winter time, the colder time of the year, record snows out west, very cold in the east, snow in the northern Midwest and other parts of the country and other parts of the northern hemisphere where we're experiencing the coldest, nearing the coldest time of the year. Let the spirit of fire keep us warm, keep our spirits warm. And help keep us motivated and moving to attain our goals this coming year. Spirits, guardians, and elementals of the South and the sacred fires, we welcome you. Blessed be.
Blessed be. To the west, the home of the setting sun. And we think about and focus on the icy snow of winter, frozen rivers, lakes, and streams. And we think of warm tropical waters. Quickly flowing, raging rivers. and we call upon these energies and elemental forces and guardians of the West and water from many different sources and parts of the world to remind us that we are all connected to each other, to remind us and bless us with empathy and compassion for others, even when it may be difficult to do so. We ask for healing energies for our hearts and our minds and our bodies to help us recover from this dark time. So that we may get healthy and strong again. And we ask to be blessed with intuition so that we are aided in making good life decisions. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the West and water, we welcome you. Blessed be.
Blessed be. Turn to the north, the sacred element of the earth, and we call on the spirits, the elementals, and the guardians of the north and the sacred earth, the earth that we stand upon, the earth that is the basis of all we are. It is often represents our bones within our bodies when we talk about how we are made of the elements. It is what we build from, we live from. The element that keeps us together and that symbolizes the stability in our lives. We talk about grounding and centering when we talk about trying to reduce our stress, which is connecting with the earth. So at this time of the year, let us call on the element of the earth to provide stability in our lives and to help us see what we must do to help maintain that stability in our lives. It is still a time of uncertainty for many. And we call on the earth to help us stay centered, grounded, as we face our challenges this winter and the coming year. Guardians, elementals, and spirits of the north and the sacred earth, element of the earth, we welcome you. Blessed be.
Blessed be. and we honor and invite the goddess Caerdwen into our space tonight to lend us her energies. Call upon her to honor her. And to ask for guidance. And I'm now going to say a prayer to the goddess Caerdwen. This was written by the author from the website, WordPress, The Avalon Fairy. And note, this may have come from a different source. Goddess Caerdwen, spark of inspiration, dark depth of the cauldron, magic of rebirth. Caerdwen, spectral lady who knows all, psychic muse to witches and artists, enchanting queen of magic. Caerdwen, dweller of deep caves and groves, in fairy forests, stirring your magic cauldron. Caerdwen, all-consuming, nurturing, and fierce lady who creates and destroys, shape-shifting crone. Goddess Caerdwen, we honor you and your many guises, enchantress, mother, grandmother, goddess of the other world. Caerdwen, white lady, grain goddess, you who stirs the silvery waters of the cauldron of inspiration, birth, and transformation. Caerdwen, moon goddess, who speaks clearly to her children of magic. Caerdwen, white sow of the grain, hen mother who represents resurrection, the mysteries of the wheel of life. Hail Caerdwen. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And so let's take a short moment and think about where we are right now in our life, where we are in the wheel of the year. Let's think about those things in our life that we wish to have transformed. Negative thought forms and habits. Sadness, heartache. Those things in your life that you wish to change and improve upon. And and focus on this image of Cara Dwin sitting before her cauldron. And think about all of those things in your life you wish to change, to be transformed. It might be physical. It might be the place that you live. It might be your connections with others. It might be changing your ability to forgive yourself or to allow yourself to move on. And if you give more thought to this, think about the things in your life that you wish or that you need to grow. It might be in the physical realm. You think about those potential for new possibilities, a new place to live or a better place to live, new job opportunities, maybe the place where you're at, maybe someplace new altogether. Think of other aspects of your life you would wish to grow. Maybe to strengthen existing connections with your friends and your family, be it your biological family or your spiritual family, your family of choice. Maybe new opportunities come in the form of new friends or exploring the world around you that will allow you to still stay safe. Or maybe exploring the world through reading or exploring your creative side with storytelling or any other artistic endeavors. These possibilities are limitless. And you don't always have to leave your own home to achieve these things. And you can take as much time as you need to think about these things that you wish to have in your life or to grow in your life. And as you continue to think about those things, I am dressing a nice bright green candle with some bergamot essential oil. I associate this oil with happiness, with sunshine, with new possibilities. And now, we focus on the Caradwyn's ability and powers of introspection, so that she may bless us with introspection. And maybe as part of this new possibilities and growth, we take some meditative time and some quiet time to reflect on where we are, to reflect on what we've learned in this past year, the people who are important to us. Maybe reassessing the things that we thought were important that might not be as important. And we also call upon Caradwyn and her powers of inspiration. And imagine yourself taking a drink out of that cauldron of wisdom, of inspiration, of growth, so that we might be transformed into the best version of ourselves. Goddess of the cauldron, inspire us. Goddess of the cauldron, give us introspection. Goddess of the cauldron, aid us in our growth, however that may manifest for each of us in our own time. Caradwyn, transform us, inspire us. 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 So says the kitty. And as this is a time of transformation, you can also use this time and use any one of different kinds of elemental magics to transform any one or more things in particular in your life? Such as writing a petition on a piece of paper and burying it in a pot or in the farthest corner of your yard. Mm-hmm. Writing your petition and letting it burn and letting the smoke carry and the element of air carry your petition to your deities or your ancestors. Use that element of fire to burn those petitions. And if you are in a place where your rivers or streams have not frozen, you could write your petition or a simple word on a river rock, a crayon or
a Sharpie,
and toss it in to that moving body of water so that those energies and that wish gets carried away. So think about this as just the first step of what you want to work on this year. And for many of us, it's likely going to be things more immediate, focused on your need to survive, your need to have a steady income, your need to have bills paid off, your need to have a stable place to live, your need to recover from illness or simply to improve upon your existing health, your need to stay strong to help others. So as we think upon these things, let us turn our attention back to the goddess Ceridwen, goddess of many faces, who has many guises. And we thank her for being this source of transformation, of power, for providing us with inspiration, introspection, power, magic, transformation, possibilities. We thank you for guiding us, for teaching us, for being with us, all around us, and within us. Ceridwen, goddess of power, inspiration, and transformation, we thank you. Blessed be.
There you go. Okay. And as we end this night's full moon observance, we reflect on our connection with Ceridwen. Miss our quarters. elementals, spirits, guardians of the north, and the sacred element of the earth. We thank you for joining us tonight. We thank you for being a foundation for us to build upon. We thank you for providing stability in our lives and providing stability for us to strive towards in times of need. We thank you for the prosperity that is in our lives. We thank you for being with us, within us, and around us on this night and always. Spirits, guardians, and elementals of the north and the sacred element of earth, we thank you. Blessed be.
Blessed be. And we turn our attention back to the west. The home of the setting sun. And as we think about water in its many different forms, from the deepest oceans to the smallest streams, to the icy lakes and the many feet of snow covering many parts of the earth right now. To the vapor in our tropical rainforests and the clouds across the planet. We think about this moving force, and we think about these flowing energies that are transformative, and we thank the elementals and spirits and guardians of this sacred direction and of the many forms of water for aiding us being with us, being within us, helping us to remember to be compassionate and empathic towards our fellow beings on this planet. To remember to have forgiveness and compassion for ourselves and our own imperfections. And we thank you for your powers to heal our hearts, minds, and bodies. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the West and water, we thank you. Blessed be.
And we turn to the South, and we thank the elementals, the guardians, and the spirits of the south, and the sacred element of fire. We thank you, sacred fires, for providing warmth to our hearts, to our spirits, and our bodies during this time of the year. We thank you for being a spark of motivation to keep us going, especially when times are hard and it's cold outside and you just want to curl up and do nothing. We thank you for being there for us to call on, to be within us, to be around us, and among us to connect our loves and connect our loved ones, our friends and family. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the South and the sacred element of fire, we thank you. Blessed be.
Blessed be. And we turn our attention back to the east, to the home of the rising sun, to the home of winds of change, of new opportunities, for better times ahead. And we thank those spirits, elementals, and guardians for helping us to keep our minds clear and sharp so that we may make sound life decisions. We thank these forces, spirits, elementals, and guardians for sending us messages from our beloved dead and our ancestors and our deities. And we thank them for listening to our prayers as well. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the east and the air, we thank you.
Blessed be.
When we look around us to the sacred space that we have created this evening, and we remember that we are not alone. We remember that we do have community, that we do have friends, that we do have family of biology, spiritual family, our family of choice. And as we open up our circle, we will focus on that bright, brilliant light of protective energy, of warmth, companionship, community, and we draw that in back beyond the boundaries of the place where we live, and then back further into the room that we are in, and then back farther to the spot in that room where our altar and our ritual space is at. And then think about that brilliant light and draw that in to you, into your center, into the core of your being. Let these energies recharge you. Let them transform you. Let them to help you wash away any doubts, insecurities, depressions, anxieties that you may have, that many of us have right now. and focus on this energy of warmth and community to fill you up, to be that spark, that heart fire, that spark of creativity, of connection, of community, to carry with you during this time. So our circle is open, but unbroken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again. Let it be. Alrighty, and of course, at the end of every show, we always talk about what's going on with other shows, other circle sanctuary activities, and I think the registration has already ended for the virtual in bulk, but do not despair. We will have at least one more in bulk and slash Bridget related show coming up this Sunday on Nature Mystic. And if you can pull that up, what's the topic of that?
So, let's see, today is the 28th.
Yes.
So on the next coming Sunday, on the 31st, there's an in bulk Bridget Night Healing Ritual. It's an encore presentation from this past, from January last year, where Selena led a discussion. We're connecting with the Celtic goddess Brigid, or Brie, or Brig, or Brigid, or Brigantia, many names, how you say it, at her sacred time of in bulk through incantations and meditations in a ritual of healing for self, others, and the planet Earth. And I think it's probably even more necessary this year than it probably was last year, knowing what we know now compared to what we knew then.
Yup.
On Lunatic Mondays with Laura Gonzalez. The next coming up Monday, the of her Lunatic Monday show is the 8th with Oberon Zell. She'll be talking with Oberon Zell about his life's journey as a shaman, author, artist, sculptor, lecturer, teacher, ordained priest of the Earth Mother. He is quite a character. We really enjoy listening, and we've talked to him a couple of times.
He's really funny.
He's really fun.
You have to listen to this show.
It's a good one. February 8th on Lunatic Mondays with Laura Gonzalez. That's really a fun one. That's a good one.
He is a hoot.
He's a hoot.
He is a hoot.
On Circle Talk on this next Tuesday.
Right.
She will be speaking with, I don't have it on the website yet. Thousand Goddesses.
Oh, Mayor Cromwell.
That's
Yeah.
So the Thousand Goddess Gathering.
Right.
Which is
going to be some sort of, I guess, virtual type thingy.
This year.
I suspect.
It's going to have to be, yeah. She does a gathering. She's here in the D.C. metro area. She gathers, in the past, they've gathered on the National Mall. There's an area of the National Mall near, and it's actually not too far from the Vietnam Memorial on that end of the mall.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, well, they've gathered and just pulled energy and focused energy on goddess energy, the healing for the earth.
Right.
And there's folks who connect in virtually, you know, at the same time from other parts of the country and just connect energetically and stuff. It's really, really interesting gathering. It's really cool. So that'll be on the next coming Circle Talk on next Tuesday, actually. Website will be updated with that this weekend. And Nature Spirituality, Selena's next Nature Spirituality on the 20th. Well, we don't have her scheduled for next month yet.
No, we don't.
We don't.
Stay tuned for
it. Will be an exciting, it's an exciting mystery at the moment. So that's what's coming up on Circle Talk, Circle Radio.
And our next show, which will be which Thursday? Is it 2 weeks from tonight or is it 3 weeks?
It's a good question. It'll be a Thursday.
It'll be a Thursday.
February 11th.
February 11th, okay.
Right.
And we're going to be talking about using and making amulets and charms and talismans, what the difference is between them, and how you can work with them.
Yep.
And for those of you who've listened to us for a while, you know that I really like using fire magic. But you know what? You can't carry a candle with you everywhere you go. So we need other ways.
What do you do?
What do you do? You know, you can't keep a candle burning in your car if you want to do a protection spell to keep your car from breaking down or to help you from getting lost.
Yeah.
And so there's some other things we can do for that. So stay tuned for that on February 11th.
The Thursday before Valentine's.
Oh, yeah, so it is.
Yes, it is. All right, so that's what's going on with us on the Circle Radio stuff. They've got they have announced that this year's Pagan Spirit Gathering will be virtual again this year. We're just not going to be anywhere near ready as far as vaccines and immunizations and everything goes with the coronavirus. With COVID-19 to be able to do an in-person PSG. So this year's Pagan Spirit Gathering will be virtual again. Last year's was really exciting. It was really good, really well done.
Yeah, and there were a lot of people I helped, and there were a whole bunch of people that were in roles, different kinds of virtual internet support type roles, and we used different platforms to have workshops and to do some ritual stuff.
Music.
And, yeah, music. They managed to get a decent number of people to do virtual concerts and stuff. So there'll likely be something similar to that this year. So you can put up a tent in your own backyard and pretend that you're there with the Skeeters and 1,000 of your closest friends.
Some people did.
So we thank everybody for listening tonight, and for sitting in on our ritual, and we hope to see you in 2 weeks, or we hope to see you the next time we engineer a show, because we engineer a bunch of them. So thank you. Thank you for listening now and in the future. And so what are you going to take us out with there, Dave?
Good question.
Let's do One Spirit.
Okay. We'll do that. Been a while. Spiral Rhythms, One Spirit. Here we go. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
One Spirit in the dark, like a candle waver. Many spirits joined as one, burned with the power of the blazing sun. There is strength in community, a circle empowering you and me. The circle binds, yet sets us free, in the goddess name, so mote it be. One community, a circle empowering you and me. The circle binds yet sets us free, in the Goddess name, so mote it be.
Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.